This is program number LW2288. Well, it happened when Prime Minister Winston Churchill was still a member of the Liberal Party. Hi, this is Larry West. It was in the House of Commons there in England that the Conservative Party charged his party with deliberately misrepresenting them. The Conservatives were upset because the Liberals, Churchill's party, were supposed to have been practicing slavery in South Africa. They said it was slavery because they kept Negro laborers behind barbed wire compounds under severe restrictions. Churchill and his Liberal Party were trying to defend themselves. And Churchill said, I admit the term slavery might be a terminological inexactitude. A what? Joseph Chamberlain, the father of the late Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain, interrupted. Speaking out, he said, I prefer the ugly little English three-letter word, lie. You know, it doesn't matter how much you try to sugarcoat out terminological inexactitudes. The bottom line is they're still lies. For example, you've gotten several late notices in the mail, and finally Sears called you about your late payment, and what do you say? The check is in the mail. What you mean is, I've been intending to mail it. I haven't really even made it out yet, but I can get it done either this afternoon or early tomorrow. But what do you say? It's in the mail. Or how about this one? You've been looking for a job 3 weeks now, and what does everyone say? Fill out this application, and we'll give you a call. Sure they will. You go to the dentist, and what do you hear? Open wide, it won't hurt a bit. How about when someone steps up to you and says, I need to talk to you, it's something serious. Then he says, all I need is 5 minutes of your time. You know you'll still be talking half an hour from now, and what else does he say? This hurts me more than it does you. Yeah, sure. You know what these are? Churchill may say they are nothing but terminological inexactitudes. They're lies. That's what they are. How about the time when you walk into the restaurant and the host says, your table will be ready in just a moment. Sure it will. Your plane has landed and you've been standing watching people get their luggage off the line, but yours didn't show up, so you go to the claims office and what do you hear? Your luggage isn't lost. It's only misplaced. Here's one hard to believe. Money cheerfully refunded. Here's another. One size fits all. Or how about this one? We service what we sell. Here's a good one. This offer limited to the first 100 people who call in. Oh, I like this one now. I think this one is the best of all. It's not the money. It's the principle of the thing. Terminological inexactitudes? Some of them may cause a snicker, you know, and the reason they do is because we're not dumb. We know they're not the truth. And when they're not the truth, they're just plain lies. It's one or the other. It's black or white, and no sugarcoating will make them any different. Someone says, oh, it's just a half-truth. Well, let me tell you, you'd better beware of the half-truth. You just may have gotten hold of the wrong half. Churchill apparently forgot his effort to sugarcoat the truth that day in the House of Commons, for on another occasion, he did say something noteworthy. He said, truth is incontrovertible. He said, panic may resent it, ignorance may deride it, malice may distort it, but, Churchill said, there it is anyway. Got a challenge for you today. Tell the truth. Don't sugarcoat it, glaze it over, excuse it as a half-truth. Tell the truth. Don't tell a lie, even when you might think it's for someone else's good. You can never rationalize and excuse a lie. You see, even a little lie destroys, if nothing else, it destroys your own conscience. And that little thing, the conscience, is eternal. And when you destroy your conscience, you destroy yourself. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Be like the fellow who, in the Bible, cried out his determination one day. He said there in the Bible these words, from the opening of my lips will come right things, for my mouth will speak truth. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free. Write me for this free, totally non-denominational Bible study course in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.